Jorge Thompson's with us, a.k.a. The Hori. And he travels the country using humour to actually impart pretty serious messages. And today we're looking at a new kaupapa from Jorge that looks into holding organisations culturally accountable. It's called Auraki, an AR, cultural accountant. Tēnā koe, kia ora no Jorge, ko dai o tēnei.
Kia ora Dale, namahiki a koe, me kauta katoa.
Tēnā koe e hoa. Auraki, and what's an AR cultural accountant? Huepa?
So, Auraki is an AR, an augmented reality character that we've kind of created for this exhibition called We Are the Mainstream. And it kind of looks at cultural competencies within media organisations and where they are with their cultural awareness. So Auraki kind of becomes this an accountant of sorts and kind of challenges the people that work within those industries to kind of answer some questions that he has. So it's kind of a bit of a cultural audit of these spaces. Yeah.
I'm sort of I'm touched by the way that you roll and take serious issues on the road. I mean, that's an augmented reality accountant looking at organisations and their cultural competency is really quite interesting. It could challenge some of the biggest media organisations in the country via this digital art demonstration. How are you going to proceed with it? Give us some more meat on the bones of the Auraki kaupapa, please, Hohepa.
So I guess when you think, you know, there's no secret that kind of Māori haven't been represented well in these spaces. If you just look at kind of stuff and their apology they did a few years ago, it's about kind of initialising the wedo, like, you know, taking the challenge to these spaces, but it comes from a place of manaakitanga. You know, it's not te whaka iti them at all or any of these organisations. It's just to kind of flipping the script and actually asking them for more transparency around their cultural plans, if they have any, how they are implemented within, and then kind of trying to give more creative feedback in terms of how they might be able to kind of up their game in the space. And for me, you know, it's beautiful the way an AR kind of works, is that it works for your media, for your phone. So that's the way you see it. And it's almost like a lens into te ao Māori. So for me, it kind of gives those, you know, possibly Pākehā, Tauiwi, that don't have that lens into our world, a bit more kind of understanding why Māori think the way we do, and why we might feel this way about certain things. It's definitely not to censor any of these agencies at all. It's just kind of to give them a little bit more whakaaro around how Māori are, and why some bits and pieces in the past, you know, haven't represented us in a great light. Yeah.
Well, it coincides with a number of different different fronts. I perhaps wrongly suggested you as a comedian. You're more an artist, aren't you? How do you describe what you do, Hori?
Yeah, I'm an artist and have been for kind of, you know, professionally for many years now. So this is just me entering into a different kind of space, into a digital space. I've kind of been aware of it for the last few years, but I haven't actually gone into this world. So it's nice for especially Māori to work in this space. But it's also kind of, it is to kind of keep these spaces and these people on their toes. And again, I say it from a place of aroha and a place of manaakitanga. Like, this is not coming to kind of sense at anyone or kind of have a go at them. It's actually just genuinely seeing where they are within their competencies, whether it's, you know, are they at the beginnings of it, you know, and where they could potentially go. It has been an interesting thing for me to navigate also, but it's kind of been 18 months in the making, and in a month's time in Tāmaki Makaurau, we kick it off on the 28th of November, and in that week we'll be kind of visiting and having this challenge set upon some of the major media agencies in Aotearoa.
It's good catching up with you. My son actually sports your Kiatou Bro hoodie. Kiatou Bro hoodie all the time too. So it's good to see your mahi and the different kaupapa that you've been pushing forward, clothing, art, and also, you know, adopting a name that was something of a put down for us in years gone by. What's been the feedback to you? Obviously, you've carried that handle for a long time, however, but what's some of the feedback you've been getting about the various sort of areas that you're pushing forward simultaneously?
Yeah, I mean, it's always, you know, obviously the Kupu Hori is a challenging name in itself. You know, it's been used as a derogatory term for Māori for a very long time, and my whole kind of whakaaro around the kupu has changed. At the beginning, I didn't like it, but with our art and with our mahi, we take that word and we challenge people's views. Even, you know, when it might not be so politically correct to do so, we throw that word all, using our art as a kind of as a vessel to do it. Sometimes it's in a kind of, you know, tongue-in-cheek, cheeky kind of way that's kind of just tuku āhua, and that's just the way I am. And, yeah, and we've had many good constructive kōrero from our artwork. And for the last 10 years I've been doing this mahi. This exhibition is celebrating 10 years of being in the game. So, I'm really quite excited for what we're going to be heading into, and into this new digital space in the next few years.
Great talking with you again, bro. Thanks very much for sharing some kōrero. All the best with the Auraki Kaupapa. And when it comes on stage or online as such, we'll touch on that as well. 28th of November, that is due. And Thompson, a.k.a. The Hori, with us today. Thanks for your time today, Ewa.
Tēnā koe, bro, and
kia ora, thanks. His shop's in Ōtaki.